This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
Oh, sorry, your mic's not on there, Lise.
Oh my God.
I do this so much now. Hold on 1 second. I just got to press some buttons in here.
You don't even care about me.
I do.
Okay.
It's just I forget to change the settings. And the last person that was in here was Jake Ryan. And he does the show by himself. And he doesn't have to worry about a naggy co-host.
What?
Oh, oops.
Anyway, happy Friday. Super excited to be here, but also excited that it's Friday. So, like, get me out of here, you know?
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Trending this hour.
Scientists have created a vodka out of Chernobyl crops. No thanks, not that depressed.
Yeah, it would have to be like 1 a.m., house party, nothing else. Like, we're out of everything except you guys.
We have this last but not least featured cocktail, double Chernobyl vodka on the rocks.
And I thought I got anxiety after heavy nights of drinking the next day already. Imagine?
No.
Putting one of those back?
I think the most trending story that people are going to discover today.
Hottest trending.
What did I say?
The most trending. It sounded
bad, gross. Right?
Yeah,
it's early.
It's fine.
I'll work on it.
Hottest trending story.
Scott Moore is engaged, but it's not to Tessa Virtue. This is a Canadian tragedy. I thought we were getting our own royal wedding. Turns out he's engaged to another skating partner, and her name is Jackie. Tessa Virtue tweeted out saying, I know, isn't that your ex's name? Is that why you're acting all bitter?
No, I like Scott Moore and Tessa Virtue together.
Sure. Anyway, Tessa tweeted out saying, I'm currently looking for a plus one at an upcoming wedding, winky emoji.
Yeah, Lisa, that ex from 13 years ago still has me pretty rattled.
I don't know, you made a weird eye roll.
Because I like Tessa Virtue and Scott Moore together.
Are you sure?
Yes, when he held her upside down.
Oh, I thought it's because Jackie won't accept your friend request on Facebook.
Can you not? Have you ever flirted for free things, with that being the only real goal? Just maybe to get a drink?
You know, some people say that flirting for freebies is unethical. Oh, sorry that I need to use my credit card to charge something in a drive-thru. Some of us don't have money, okay? I'll flirt to get free ketchup.
Ketchup is always free.
Well, extra ketchup. You know, what's with that in drive-thrus? They give you one ketchup?
Yeah.
I'm going to need six more, thanks.
It feels like the drive-thru peeps own the ketchup.
Why do they care?
Right.
Why do you care?
Oh, okay, we got to stay on track here.
Sorry.
So, flirting for free things.
Yes.
There's a girl from my ball team who said that she gets averages one trip a year.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
From
what?
Male friends that she knows that if she just gives the like eyes to, flirts a little bit.
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about like
ketchup.
Maybe an extra hash brown.
Ketchup is
You're
like,
telling me
you keep going back to fast food. Is that the only place you flirt
That's
with people?
The only place I can get away with getting something for free, maybe.
Come on.
Your friend is getting trips
yes.
places?
Yes. She said like she averages a trip to Vegas or Mexico
no.
a year.
Is she an Instagram influencer?
No, she's a good-looking girl, though, and she's been single for a while.
Okay, I was thinking you were talking about, like, throwing an extra chapstick.
What? Where are you flirting with people? 7-Eleven? Like, what?
One time I was at the Apple store. Well, the reason I was there is because my phone was broken, obviously. That's the only reason I'd ever walk in there, and even now, probably wouldn't. So busy in there. I wonder they have 16 security guards. Anyway, walked in. The guy's helping me behind the desk. I'm like, oh, maybe I could weasel like a discount. The cute girl discount, you know.
Okay, so you do this, not just for packets of ketchup.
I leaned a bit too far on the counter when I was like asking him how his day was, and my hand slipped and I knocked off all of the phone cases that were on display. So yeah, it didn't work. He actually charged me more.
It's the most Lisa Evans story I've ever heard. But like free drinks and stuff, this text from Angela says, it actually sucks that so many girls do this because now when I flirt with guys, they immediately go to, she's not interested in me, She's just interested in free stuff. This one says, I can pay for my own stuff. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. We got a boss bitch on the text line.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't think I would ask a guy to buy me a drink or like try and get a free drink from a guy. I like going out and getting my own.
Get the hell out of here.
Charge it to my credit card.
You just said you came up with a name for it. Hot girl discount.
No, it's cute girl discount. And I used to use it all the time growing up in St. Albert when we'd get cabs. Because the cab from St. Albert to Jasper Ave, it's lengthy. You get in the cab. We only had two cab drivers, Randy, and what was the other guy's name?
It doesn't matter.
He had a ponytail and no teeth, and he would, like, smoke weed. I swear he was, like, smoking weed while driving us to the bar. And I'd be like, yo, Randy, we get that cute girl discount? Or, I mean, he'd say no, but you've got to try. All right, Ryder, I think you've hit a new low. I mean, I was worried about you when I saw you were writing first underneath celebrities' Instagrams.
Only like three or four.
Yeah, Selena Gomez, Kylie Jenner. Who's the other person?
Barstool
Sports.
Moist Buddha.
Oh, God. Anyway, the latest thing that Ryder has been doing is tweeting celebrities, asking how many retweets for me to get this.
No, you can't
the
say
the latest
like-
celebrity, Post Malone. Hey, Post Malone. How many retweets will it take for you to get me a G-Wagon? G-Wagon, G-Wagon, G-Wagon. I mean, great track.
That's what made me think of it, is him singing G-Wagon over and over again, and that's my dream vehicle.
I don't think two retweets is going to get you there.
It's got four, thank you very much.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's just like a social experiment.
Does it give you like a rush?
No.
Does it release endorphins, thinking like, maybe I'll go viral?
But exactly. What happens? How dumb are you going to feel when I'm rolling up in a G-Wagon, G-Wagon, G-Wagon in a few months that I got for free?
I hope he throws in some free Crocs. You know how he teamed up with Crocs for a while there? Yeah, I mean, I get what you're trying to do. There was that guy that went viral for tweeting at Wendy's saying, yo, how many retweets for me to get a lifetime supply of free nuggets? And they said like a million, and it got to like 2 million retweets. That guy is living his best life. I had Wendy's nuggets last night, and I was so happy.
Yeah, he might be dead.
Yeah, maybe.
But you look at, I've done this before, kind of. I tweeted at
Camila Cabello?
No.
Oh, this is so embarrassing for you. I love this.
Karamo.
Karamo Brown from Queer Eye. Yes.
And I said, hey, Karamo, if I lose 20 pounds over the summer, will you hook me up with four of your bomber jackets? Because he has the best jackets in the game.
He actually has his own line
of bomber
jackets now.
And he wrote me back and said, you know what? I like this challenge. Do it up.
And then how many pounds did you lose?
11.
Okay.
So I didn't get any jackets.
But what you did that was smart in this scenario was they weren't that famous yet. It was Queer Eye season one.
Mm-hmm.
He was still looking for all the people that were tweeting at him. Whereas Post Malone at this point, come on.
G-Wagon, G-Wagon. One of your best friends, Cassie, in the house. You guys both grew up in St. Albert, which was just voted the top place in Alberta to live, according to Maclean's magazine. You have some pretty different opinions on this thing.
Yeah, I just don't agree. Especially because what they used as categories are like wealth and economy, affordability, population growth, taxes, commute, crime, weather. The crime is getting kind of bad. I mean, the taxes are pretty high. Affordability. Also, population growth is getting insane. And commute? Have you ever driven on St. Albert Trail?
There's an Arby's on it. I know that.
Curly fries.
Cassie, that can't be the reason why you think St. Albert is the best.
It's because it's got an Arby's right in the middle of the town. That's pretty...
It's right off the trail, too. Like, hardly any time to go off, grab a quick curly fries and beef and cheddar, and you're ready to go back on.
See?
What are other reasons why you think it deserves to be first place?
It's an old town, so there's, like, tons of beautiful mature trees and neighborhoods. All the crosswalks are now painted, bright and colorful. We got, like, that new traffic circle that...
Are you talking about the traffic circle outside the library?
Like,
it's so pointless.
They turned a straight road into a traffic circle, but now we have a traffic circle.
Okay, so St. Albert got first place. I mean, okay, maybe if you're taking into account the Blind Pig, best karaoke bar in the city, hands down.
Least favorite karaoke place I've ever been to, and for one reason and one reason only.
Why is that?
Every time I've been, both of you.
They love us.
No, you think that they love you. You think that you own the place, and you jump up on other people's songs.
Everybody needs backup.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, you backup sing, and they're not ready for it. And then they get shy, and you just take over.
Yeah.
And both of you pretty much just, it's not karaoke, it's just Lisa and Cassioke.
We're just being supportive. We're trying to help people
out.
You
haven't even started me on your friend Meg, who's the worst of you three.
Second place was Canmore, if you're curious, and third place was Calgary. Yeah.
I just checked where Edmonton was on the list, and it was like the top places in Canada, right? I think Edmonton was 79. We got beat by Regina.
Regina beat us?
Yeah, by like two spots. Have you ever been to Regina? We have two St. Albert girls in the studio today. Lisa, of course, and one of your best friends, Cassie, joins us for Friendship Friday. You guys are mic hogs when it comes to karaoke.
Come on. Just performers. We're natural performers.
St. Albert grows stars.
I thought I'd put you on the spot a bit here.
Oh, God.
To celebrate St. Albert winning, I want you guys to sing together.
No.
A song.
What song?
And send it out to St. Albert. A little ditty from Tina Turner. Yeah.
That's right.
Mike Hogs now. Take it away, guys. Here we go.
Oh, I know this song.
This is our junior high song.
This was our theme song at our junior high. Oh. God's on fire. Is that right?
Yeah, close.
Okay. You come to me and made it and God's on fire. Oh, yeah. Cassie, you know this. Come on, help me.
I got
the voice. Oh, you come to me.
Come to me.
Give me everything. She's just shaking her head at me like she doesn't know.
Ready?
Here we go. Here we go, Cass. Come on. Give me a lifetime of promises in the world with me.
I love this.
Cassie's the first time she's ever been speechless. Speak a language of love like you know what
yeah,
I mean.
There you go. There
you
go.
Okay, I'm sweating.
But it can't be wrong.
Yeah!
Take my hand and make me strong.
This one's going to St. Albert.
You're simply the best. Better than all the rest.
Special made stone.
Better than anyone.
Calgary.
Anyone I've ever met.
Good job, guys.
Stuck in your heart.
Remember that moment where you both started sweating and felt really uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Cassie was like shrugging. I don't know.
The next time I'm singing karaoke at the Blind Pig, I want you to remember that feeling and let it keep you from stealing my microphone. Joined in studio by Cassie for Friendship Friday. That's what we do around here. We invite listeners, friends, moms.
Have either of our moms come in?
No, I've asked my mom like four times. She just keeps saying no.
Yeah, she's like busy.
She's ghosting me. Anyway, Cassie, you had a request for Flower Shop Friday.
Yeah, like every time I listen, I just can't believe what you can get these people to say back. How does it work every time? Like, how do you always get them to do it? There's no way.
It's always blown my mind. I don't know what it is about florists.
It's business.
They're just...
Right? That's their business.
Or they're not really paying attention until they read it. And then when they hang up, they're like, oh, that was definitely a prank.
Might be it too. So anyway, I did track down one that didn't work. Here we go.
Here's your weekly fix of pranking unsuspecting florists.
It's Flower Shop Friday, only on Hot Mornings.
Morning, florist.
Pretty good, thanks. You?
What's that?
Good, thanks.
Okay, so what can I do for you, sir?
I was just wondering if you could fill out a card for me quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for becoming intimate with me last night.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I'll motorboat you.
Mm-hmm.
And then nibble on your neck.
Okay. This is way too intimate, sir. This is something you're going to have to write yourself.
I'm almost done.
Well,
you pretty much got it already, so...
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Where are you?
Sophie? Motorboat.
Motorboat you and then nibble on your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're my little turkey. And then I'm going to massage your rear end real good.
Oh, stop. Stop. I'm done taking this message, sir.
That's actually it. So, just massage your rear end. There's nothing that intimate about that. It's just a massage, man.
massager. What? Okay. Okay.
And then I'll finish it with a few extra minutes of heavy loving.
What time are you coming in?
2.
All right, we'll see you at 2.
You didn't finish the card, man.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then I'll finish it with a few extra minutes of heavy loving.
Mm-hmm.
And then rawr, that's it.
Okay.
Can you just read that back to me, make sure we got it?
I'm not going to read this out loud, sir. There's...
At just all. Quietly?
No.
What if you just whisper it?
I'll write it. I'll write it down, but I'm not going to read it out loud. No, no.
How do I know that we got it right?
Because we do. And
Any part you're uncomfortable with, just don't read that part.
Well, no, no. This is way too intimate. No, 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 no.
No, no, no. Yes.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday.
Sofia Vergara has said that she can't do push-ups because of her large chest, and it's an issue. And so I thought we may as well have the conversation about things that you struggle with because of them.
Well-endowed chesticles.
I don't think that's the scientific term.
Well, it's close enough.
Is it appropriate for me to say that, like, both of you ladies could have some issues because of...
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. I just have to... It's 2019, right?
No, yeah. No, totally.
I mean, I didn't look.
Well, it's just, hard not to when they take up the whole studio.
Sorry, seems to be dropped them on the counter when I got here.
I got the biggest bra in Alberta.
You guys just talk about this. I'm going to head out and grab a coffee.
I'll be right back. So, Cassie, what's something that you struggle with?
Golf swing, you know, like getting... That's what's holding me back in my golf game for sure. Why my career never took off.
You think that's the problem?
Yeah,
huh?
Swinging that golf club is really tough when you got these things in the way.
Yeah. I know my mom always complained about the... top load, is that what it's called? Top load washing machine,
yeah.
And how when she'd go in to get the wet clothes, that was an issue because she's short and has... I can't have this conversation.
It's,
I'm out.
It's weird, but...
It is tough. But they just smush against the machine and you're trying to reach. You're like... Ugh.
Courtney wrote in saying bras cost $150 at least when you have to get a certain size, right? Like, the bigger your cup is, I feel like the more expensive they get. We got a text in saying someone's a 36G.
Oh, yeah?
Jeez. Oh, now you're interested.
What do you got for us, Kels?
It wasn't me. It was a friend of mine in high school. She played hockey with me. Girl who had to wear, like, 2 sports bras to keep her boobs down. She forgot her bras one day, so we were in the change room. We had to, like, tape her boobs, like, to her so she could play. So there's, like, 3 of us. We had rolls of, like, hockey tape, like, taping her boobs down.
Yeah, that must not have felt great on the nipples when removed.
Just raw nips.
Well, if she worked hard, she'd just sweat it off, but she wasn't a hard worker, so it probably did.
Whoa! Slip of the bird, Kelsey. Competitive Kelsey.
Yeah, it's like 20 years later, I think I can.
And don't even get us started on button-up shirts.
Oh.
Hey, Cass?
They look great when you're stabbing.
You can't
stretch.
The minute
you sit down...
That happens to me as well, but it's my belly. Brown Sugar, you said your issue has to do with yoga. Hit us up. What do you got?
You know when you do downward dog?
Yeah.
Well, it's never my hand touching the floor.
I'm launching something today that I'm very excited about.
I'm excited for you.
It's called 100 Kids That Care. And it's been done in a few cities around Canada before. Calgary's doing really well with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a friend that actually helps run it there and I think was the founder. So I decided to take it on here with the help of a company called The Creative Hive on the West End, who are just amazing. If you're looking for like a place to get cool videos done for your workplace.
They have a green screen.
Stuff, green screen, good pictures.
Yeah.
If you just want to rent out the space. Anyway, so it's going to be a perfect location for 100 Kids That Care, and our first event's going to go September 12th. This is how it works. We want 100 kids to each raise $20.
That's it.
Not just be given $20 from grandma. Like, go out and work for it.
Mm-hmm. Lemonade stands, get some bottles.
Sure, exactly. Car wash, whatever your kid wants to do to raise some money. And then we bring the 100 kids together with $20 each and have a few pitches from different charities.
Mm-hmm.
Often the kids will find a charity that they really want the money to go to, and they'll do the pitch. And then anyway, the 100 kids vote, and the $2,000 will then go to the charity of the kids' choice.
That's so smart, because it's a great way to get kids interested
yeah.
in nonprofits and charities and just getting them interested in helping their community and being aware that there are people and organizations that need that money and they need help.
Absolutely. And $2,000 goes a long way for a lot of local charities. I just can't wait to get going with this. If you're interested, the Facebook page is now active.
What's it called?
100 Kids, like 100, mm-hmm. Kids That Care,
Edmonton. Okay.
Hit me up there. You can email me, rider@hot107.ca. Slide into any of my social media DMs. If your kid is interested in being a part of this, I'll give you all the details you need to know. Once again, September 12th is going to be our first event at the Creative Hive.
Love it. I never feel so
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. That's Shade and Trampoline. Download it, listen to it really loud, or just keep listening to Hot 107 because it's found its way into rotation around here.
Mm-hmm. Even Sarah texted in saying, please keep playing this song.
So good, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, we've got Friendship Friday happening today. Cassie joins us in the studio, one of your best friends. This will be the last time you join us. You're the only person who's ever been a repeat offender.
Yeah.
Offender.
Coming into Friendship Friday. But it won't be happening again because you are moving to London, England.
Yeah, making the big move in 5 days.
Oh my gosh.
What are you most excited about?
Oh, I mean, babes and accents.
Babes
and
accents.
Absolutely. Tall guys drinking tea. Come on.
Pubs on every corner.
Yeah. Maybe potentially running into a Spice Girl. Like, are you kidding me?
Okay, I have a question though. So you're a teacher. And you're able to just go for a year and then come back to work, which is awesome. Yeah. I love that our education system makes that work. I love that England's does as well. But, like, do you rent a huge storage space for all your stuff? Or did you just sell everything that you own?
I literally, like, looked around my apartment and was deciding, like, do I love this? Do I not love this? And, like, sold a bunch of stuff. Like, I have some stored at my dad's.
Okay.
But the biggest thing to me was my classroom. Like, you just get so much stuff. It's disgusting.
As a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've been, like, I'm literally, my mattress is on the floor right now. Everything in my room is sold and on the floor.
Okay, so you're just cool. Going, because, like, I can't even leave for a weekend without being like, oh, I wonder if my pond pump is working.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of Cassie's lifestyle is living in an apartment and being single and being able to go and do whatever you want for a year. And to be honest, Cassie booked a one-way ticket.
What?
Yeah, I haven't booked a way home yet. And, you know, we'll see.
We'll see what happens. Maybe she'll find a prince.
1 year. I could be royalty.
No.
You guys can have a sleepover in my castle.
I've seen how you act at ball tournaments and like when you've been drinking. You would not mesh well with the royal family.
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
We've got Cassie joining us, who is a massive Harry Potter fan, one of Lisa's best friends.
Yeah, and she's a grade 4 teacher, so you had a question for her.
Well, yes. I've been letting my daughter watch Harry Potter 1 and 2,
okay.
Which I feel like I'm a pretty good judge of what she can handle and what's, like, a little bit over her head or too dark for her. And it feels like Harry Potter 1 and 2 was a win up to this point.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Like, there's great storyline, great movies, great films. I can't say anything better about them.
But you suggest that maybe this is where I stop for a little while.
No, I say, like, go for 3. 3 is a great one. It's a little bit spooky with, like, the Dementors and, like, Azkaban and stuff like that. But you were asking me about the 4th one.
Well, the 4th one, her my daughter's stepdad, who I haven't seen them, he said, yo, cut it off at 4. Don't let her watch 4.
Okay.
It's pretty dark.
Well, Cassie, you made a valid point about J.K. Rowling and how she wrote the books.
Yeah, so, like, the books are written in, like, a progressive age level. So, like, the first one's written at an 11-year-old's reading level, right?
Okay.
And I feel like the movies are the same way. Like, you could start them early because the first one's great. But, like, the 4th one, they're getting to, like, 14 years old, and it's...
Yeah.
There's death, right? And it's, like, it's...
Spoiler.
I didn't say who.
Just kidding.
There's lots of characters who could die.
Whoa!
Just don't get attached to anyone.
All right.
But there's just, like, a lot of... They get darker and scarier as they go on, right?
And keep in mind, Charlie's 7.5.
Yeah.
And I babysat her once, and I showed her Brother Bear, which is, like... It had a little bit of dine in it, and she just looked at me and she was like, I never want to watch that again. Because she was spooked out by it,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I took her to Lion King, which I know a lot of parents are on the fence of whether they want to take their kids or not.
Because it was made for us, for our generation who grew up watching the Lion King.
Well, and
right?
When we grew up, there was deaths in every movie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like Bambi first scene. Like, what?
Yeah, spoiler.
Well, how many times have you watched Bambi?
Once.
And I'm traumatized.
I still think about it.
Every time I see a deer on the side of the road, tears.
So... I took her to Lion King. She seemed to handle it well. Like, she enjoyed the movie.
Did she cry when...
Hey, spoiler!
Whoa, you are spoiler city.
When that thing happened. Because if she didn't, I'd probably get her to talk to someone.
I do like how you said, though, that, like, however old Harry Potter is...
That's how old the viewer should be?
Kind of aim for that age as...
Well, here's the thing, and this is the main reason why Ryder had to ask you, Cassie, since you're a big Harry Potter fan. Their parental guidance, Ryder falls asleep. So, essentially, Charlie's watching it by herself.
Yeah, I've never made it through a movie. Especially kids' movies. See ya. I even sleep in the theater.
Oh, God.
Some of my best naps.
Snores.
Yeah.
This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded.
The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.